Right, Colin, I suppose exciting, brand new season, brand new league, and whole season ahead of you. You must be looking forward to it, obviously, building up over the last few weeks.
Yeah, we are. As I said, we had a good pre-season. The players are looking forward to it. New players in, good environment around the place, in the training ground. We just can't wait to get going.
And you got a good test against Shelburne the other night as well, and a good result there, I suppose, and a good performance. That's what you wanted to see heading into the new season.
We did. We played against a good Shelburne team. You know, Damien's got them playing a good brand of football. But I thought the lads took on the information that we gave them during the week. I thought they did a very, very good job. We pressed them high. We were aggressive. We had good opportunities in the second half. We didn't take them. But overall, it was a very good pre-season game to have for us to go into the game Friday night against Bray.
And Bray, as we said, the opponents, and they're a decent side. I mean, probably a bit of a different side to last season as well, but they were a good side last season, and you'd be expecting a challenge up there. It's not going to be an easy start to the league.
No, it's not, and every time we go up there, it's always it's a difficult game for us. It is, and it's a hard place to go. But the players, what I would say, they're looking forward to it. Obviously, first game of the season. Maybe conditions might be a bit different, but they're looking forward to it. As I said, they're in good condition. There's a good atmosphere around the place at the moment, and we need to go on there, and we need to go on and put on a good performance.
And you mentioned a few times in different interviews and press conferences over the last few weeks about how, like, you had a bad start last season, and how important it would be to get a good start this season, I suppose, over the next couple of games. So have you been kind of drilling that into the players as well?
No, I haven't really. I've just said, listen, we've worked on the players for the last few weeks. They know what to do. So it's when it comes game night, they know what they're doing. Do you know? I know we had a bad start last year, but it's a new season. We like to have a better start than we had last year. But we got a new team. We've got some good players, more experienced players in this year. So listen, the players, you know, they're in good form. So they're training well, so hopefully when we go up there Friday night, they're ready, and then we can go, as you said, keep saying, put on a good performance.
Like, obviously you've got some of last season's squad there still, and some of the younger players, but as you said, you brought in experienced guys. It's a very different makeup of the squad this year, isn't it? And it should be more able for the first division probably.
Yeah, no, listen, we've got a good balance. We've got some senior lads in, and you know, we got some good young boys coming through. You would have seen that last year, and they've had a year behind them that they've scored goals, they put on good performances, and them boys, they'll only get better, and having experienced lads around them to help them is can only be a positive for us.
Obviously the club wants to get back, you want to get back to the Premier Division. How important is that this season? I mean, what's your target? Are you going for the automatic, are you going for the playoffs, or is it just go and win the games? And
that's it, exactly. And you know, it's going to be tough. As I said, Waterford have strengthened, Galway will be strong. There's a lot of good teams in the division. But as I said, we look after ourselves. We're focused on the job that we have to do. As I said, the most important now is Bray Friday tonight, and all focus goes into that.
And just finally for me, Colin, injuries. I know you had a few injuries over pre-season. Obviously, Gordon Walker's kind of the big one. He's out for a good while. But who else is kind of?
Gordon is out. Alec is out as well. George is obviously, he's on his way back. So hopefully George will be back in training within the next 2 or 3 weeks, which is great. You know, he had a serious injury, but he's worked ever so hard to get back to where he is. So it would be great to get him back in as well. So So other than that, we seem to be okay.
Perfect.
And it's a tough start, Colin, isn't it? Away to Bray, home to Galway, where probably everybody's favourites to go up, and then away to Longford. It's a tough.
That is, yeah, but listen, there are games, you got to go and play them. As I said. And the players are looking forward to it, so on as a coaching staff, and that we're looking forward to it as well, but we can't do anything about it. So,
and then you have 3 Munster derbies in a week.
That's right, yeah.
So it's kind of challenging times.
It is, but that's what we want. I mean, we put a squad together that we can go and play 3 games in a week. So I've no problem with that. I've no fear with that. The players are in very good condition. It's credit goes to our strength and conditioning coaches that they're fit. So it's there should be no reason for us to not be able to play 3 games in a week.
Would you hope to bring maybe another forward in?
But we are looking at other players in different positions, but they have to be right for us. I'm not going to bring in a player just for the sake of it. I wouldn't do that. They have to be right for us. They have to be ones that are going to improve the team, and they have to be right for the dressing room as well. So that's the most important thing.
And Cian Murphy, you must be really pleased with his form. He was excellent last season. He started well again on Friday night.
Yeah, he is. Listen, Murphy's been, he's been excellent. I mean, he's, we've had him with the under-17s, and he's come right through. He's centre forward that works so hard, in possession and out of possession, but he's got goals as well in him, and he always wants to learn. He's come back, keeps saying he's come back in very good condition in pre-season, along with the rest of the players. So it's he's a very good professional. I would say that he trains very well, he looks after himself very well, and I'm not surprised the way his career is going at the moment, because he's a very good player, he is.
And re-signing Barry Coffey, he could be, well, I think he could be a vital cog this season.
Yes, no, it's great to get Barry back in. He's enjoyed himself here last year. He's come back into the group. He's an important player for us. Barry's got goals in him. And he's another one. He's a good professional, and he's good around the group. He's people can look at him, and the way he trains, the way he looks after himself, it can only be a good thing for the team going forward.
And Gilchrist, he'll be a big influence really with his experience.
Yeah, no, he will. He had a very good year last year with Shelburne. It's great to get him in. He's a presence at the back. He's a leader. And we were delighted to get him in, and he'd be an important player for us this year.